welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And today I'm going to teach you a really quick thing that you can do to amp up your self-love practice in a really quick way, and also in a way that really helps you connect to people and have them start really seeing your value and appreciating you even more. So that is accepting and receiving compliments and blessings. So believe it or not, something that, especially if you're a woman, you have been raised to believe that you are meant to deflect compliments, whether you realize it or not. Most of us have been raised that way. And why do we do that? A lot of times it is to give the appearance or to prove that we are humble human beings, right? And also maybe dependent upon the relationships we've had growing up or relationships in our life, it might be that we don't trust the compliment. So in order to keep ourselves safe, maybe we reject it, we deflect it, we don't want to get used to it. Maybe we've had them taken away. Maybe we feel like we have to owe people something if they give us a compliment. Maybe we're not prepared to give them a compliment back because we don't know what that would look like quite yet, or we can't think that quickly, or we don't want to give a fake compliment. We don't have one at that moment. There's so many different reasons. Another big reason is that we want to make people feel equal at all times. That could be a reason as well. We could be massive people pleasers, right? Where it's like, oh, if this person compliments me on something that I'm good at, or my appearance, or something that I said, or the way that I speak, I don't want them to feel like they are not as good as me. So I'm going to reject it to make sure that the playing board is equal. And what happens though? What actually happens when a person gives you a compliment and you deflect it, or you tell them they're wrong, or you say something like, no, I don't have good hair. My hair's terrible. It's awful. Or this outfit is horrendous. Or thanks, this jacket was on sale. Or you just deflect the fact that you are receiving a compliment. What happens? Well, that person can kind of feel like maybe you distrust them, or that maybe they have bad taste, or maybe you make them feel like they weren't being truthful. I've literally had those moments where I have complimented someone on something that was really moving to me, and they looked at me like I was crazy. And it made me think twice about wanting to compliment someone again. And sometimes we go out of our way to compliment someone. And honestly, complimenting people can be a nerve-wracking experience, right? So if someone's going out of their way to compliment you and you deflect it, you might actually be hurting them. So on top of that, on top of deflecting a compliment, what is it doing to you, right? What is it doing to you? It's blocking the blessing that they're giving you. It's blocking the fact that they're observing something amazing in you and they want to celebrate with you. So here's some tips on accepting, receiving, and really getting into that place where you're celebrating something that you've done, right? So maybe someone compliments you on your new jacket, and instead of saying, oh, well, it was on sale, or, oh my gosh, I spent too much money on it, I'm still wondering if I should, you know, if it was worth it, or I don't really know if I should have bought it, or something like that to deflect, you can say, thank you. This is my I'm worth it jacket. How awesome is that? And how great would you feel if someone said that, some woman said that to you? Like, I would literally sit there and think, I want an I'm worth it jacket because you know what? I want to feel like I'm worth it. Or I want to go do something like that for myself because I'm worth it too. I literally just saw a post from my friend Jenna and she had got her hair blown out and it was like so beautiful. Her hair looked absolutely amazing. As I'm sitting here thinking, I would really love to have my hair done for the next few days for some things that I have coming up. And she wrote a post that said, This is my hair all curled up and done because I'm worth it and I deserve a trip to Dry Bar. And I thought, I deserve a trip to Dry Bar. I've been working really hard. I want to have great hair and feel good too. So that was so inspirational instead of saying, oh, well, I just got it done for this event, or having to have a reason for something or having to deflect why you spent money on something that you felt that you were worth it, or deflecting and saying, oh, well, I got it on sale, so it was okay. No, you're worthy of that compliment. And that person who gave it to you wanted to give it to you. It was a gift. It's a gift when you accept that compliment, right? So maybe someone says to you, wow, you're a really awesome dresser. You have amazing style. Instead of saying, oh, what? No, you can say, thank you. I've really been enjoying expressing my mood through my clothes. How freeing and cool is that? I know this because I just recently had this experience. In the last couple of years, I used to think I was terrible at picking out outfits, and I made a conscious effort to I wanted to dress better. I wanted to feel good all the time. I wanted to be known for someone who puts together amazing outfits that are feminine, that are powerful, that inspire people to want to dress the way that they feel. And it's been happening. People have been complimenting me. And instead of just saying, oh, thanks, or just, oh, stop, or whatever that is, trying to deflect or make people feel better in the moment, I say, thank you. I've been working on expressing myself through my clothing, and it's been really freeing. And sometimes I'll say, you know, it's been so awesome because I'm allowing my soul to pick out my clothes for the first time. Like, just give them some input or insight on why you're accepting that compliment, or why it feels good, or why you really want to thank them for acknowledging the hard work that you've put behind something. And 9.9 times out of 10, you're going to inspire that person by you being so receptive, right? Or if somebody compliments you for a job well done, say, thank you. That means the world to me that you noticed that. I've been working really hard on that. So not only does it make them feel amazing and acknowledged for them noticing and having great taste in something, or having that moment of really appreciating something in you, but it's also really important for you. It's a self-love practice, you guys. When you accept a compliment, it is a self-love practice. It's also a confidence practice. And you don't have to immediately jump to thinking that you're not humble. You don't have to immediately jump to thinking that people aren't going to think you're equal. You're going to, or feeling like you think you're more important. You're going to notice that for one quick second, and then you're going to let it pass, and you're going to notice how good it feels and that interaction feels between the two of you to really marinate in it and thank them. Honestly, look them in the eyes and thank them for the gift, because what they've given you is not a compliment. It is a blessing. And as a friend recently said to me, an amazing, amazing woman named Jody said to me, don't block the blessing, when I was trying to block something that she was so lovingly doing for me. So it was just such an eye-opening moment that I thought, wow, don't block the blessing. And if I were to not accept this beautiful gift that she wanted to give me, I literally would have been blocking more blessings in her life, because to her, it is a beautiful blessing and gift to give. And when we block a compliment, when we block a gift, it's truly not just blocking us, it is blocking the other person. And in all respect, it's blocking the universe and our higher power and everything else that is trying to give us these incredible universal messages and gifts. So Yes, I know. It's drastic. If we're blocking something small, you truly can be blocked. It's most likely that you are blocking all of the big things as well. So if we can start accepting the small, watch and sit back as the universe, God, higher power, source, your friends, your family, all begin to also deliver and pour on the blessings. So I just want to thank Jody for that gift of not only the gift that she gave me, but of the amazing, amazing saying, don't block the blessing. It just snapped me right into perspective. And I'm so grateful just to have this incredible learning moment. So you guys, I hope that this opened up some serious new self-love practices for you that can start today. And I just really want you to try them. Start now. Try them. Start giving out compliments. And you can really watch how amazing it is when your compliment gets accepted as well. So people will see your value when you value yourself even more. So you guys, if you love this podcast, I would love if you would go to iTunes on your computer and rate and review. If you guys would give a 5-star rating, subscribe and review, I am able to get some epic guests on for you. And that's my goal this year, is to ramp up my guests, to get some of the most incredible information and content out to you that really shifts your life quickly. So thank you so much for doing that. It means the world. It is a blessing to me that I will so gladly accept and appreciate. And I also wanted to let you guys know that my husband has recently launched a podcast. It is called For the Love of Money, and it is all about making people unapologetic about earning income, earning cash, as to not only take care of themselves, but to make more than enough to take care of themselves so that they can then pay it forward and take care of whomever it is or whatever it is that they want to contribute to. So, you know, truly, it's all about when good people make good money, they do great things. And if you guys really want help overcoming a money block or an obstacle or hearing what money is capable of doing, because it's truly just an energy, if you want to unlock and unblock that part of your life, go to fortheloveofmoney.com and listen in there. My husband is absolutely amazing. He's been such an amazing business coach for me and for so many other people that I know this is going to do some incredible, massive things for your life. So you guys, thank you so much for tuning in each week. It means the world to me, and I shall talk to you soon. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.